Good day, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. In this video, I want to go over connecting Coinbase with traders post-IO and TradingView. So this will enable you to do live automated trading from your TradingView account using traders post-IO. You'll be able to do live trading, automated trading with Coinbase. Right now on April 23rd, 2024, the only supported broker that traders post IO supports for crypto is Coinbase. I've also posted about Coinbase has their support in real time now, so it's majorly improved as far as I'm concerned. Also, there will be Kraken added, quote unquote, coming soon. So when they do that, I'll try out Kraken as well. So as it stands right now, let me show you what you need to do. Now, remember, I now have a traders post.io video playlist on my YouTube channel. So you may want to go there and go through all of those. Currently, I've set up interactive brokers live. That's working. So you can watch that to get more detail on payload, the messaging, and all that stuff to set it up. It's somewhat similar, but it's vastly different between interactive brokers, Coinbase. This is all for traders post.io. Okay, so you can see here I got this order posted earlier today. Everything's in demo mode, trial mode right now, but there is an auto submit option within traders post.io when you become a paying customer. And once you're satisfied with how everything works and you're confident, you can allow all this setup, I'm going to show you to fully automate your trades. And again, this is now for Coinbase. And I'm in Canada, so I'm going to talk from that specific point of view as well, because it's important. It's a little bit more difficult if you're in another country. So it may impact others as well that are outside the States. So let me first show you the trading view. So right now, I've got my own strategy open for both Bitcoin and Ethereum in USDC. In Canada, from what I'm seeing from the app, I can only trade in USDC in Canada on Coinbase. They don't support Tether in Canada, and I don't think I can trade in US dollar, the real fiat US dollar, whereas in Kraken I can. So everything I'm doing is in USDC. So right now I've got this set up. The strategy, we've got our markers for the entry and exit. Those are the trigger points right now. I'm testing it at 3 minutes. Obviously, you don't want to do it too much because there's been warnings from both TradingView and Traders Post.io. You do not really do it no lower than 3 minutes just due to the fact that it will overwhelm servers and stuff and you'll get cut off and maybe lose your account, either one. But there's warnings out there that you will see. So for now, I'm just testing it very low volume. I've created my first alert here in Bitcoin. So you can see here, I've got a strategy set up. We've got the strategy. Let's see if this will work. So when you, and I've mentioned this before in the prior interactive brokers video, you need to use this messaging in your message box that's sent over to trading, to Traders Post. Otherwise, it gets confused and it won't work. Then you also have to set up your webhook that's supplied from Traders Post IO and put it in every single alert you're about to create. The thing is, it automatically defaults to that within TradingView, so you don't have to worry about that. But when it comes to the message, you always got to put the same one in all the time. So that's for Bitcoin. It's already set up here. You can obviously control your time frame. Whatever time frame, you may need to create a new webhook alert. So let me show you the Ethereum. Same thing. Nothing complicated there. So when an entry or an exit does come in, what will happen is it will automatically trigger an event, and that gets sent over as a signal into traderspost.io. And again, I've covered this multiple times in my video playlist for traderspost.io. All right, so we know that. So let's hop on over to traderspost.io. So again, I'm in Canada. Now, there's a couple of factors you need to understand. I don't know what people's risk when it comes to set these things up, because this is live trading. This is people's live accounts with real money at risk. I would strongly recommend you understand the full features of traders post IO before you start doing this, or just use the paper trading for your strategy. Make sure it's bulletproof, or make sure everything's tickety-boo, basically. Because if something goes wild, again, you may encounter some kind of bug from TradingView, your PineScript, your Trader Post IO. I don't know. I can never guarantee it, but you definitely should start with paper account. I'm not going to show you that. I'm just going to show you as if you were going to go into live trading. So the important thing here to understand about Traders Post.io is the position sizing, because there's a lot of options in here that will confuse people. So what you can do is there's a variety of doing this. So in my case, I'm starting with a tiny account. The standard size for minimum order size to make a trade happen or an order happen on Coinbase has to be in $10 or 10 USDC. I'd probably go a little higher than that, maybe 15, to cover the exchange costs, because you want to be able to push through the orders that you set up. So as I said before, when you set up a trial account with TradersPost.io, it does not enable you to automate the trading or do an auto submit. So I've shown how that process works in the Interactive Brokers account with Traders Post. So watch that as well. So where it's different with Coinbase and you're starting with a minimal account, there's a variety of different position sizing you can use. Always got to use the formula of the amount per position and the entry price. And again, with crypto and any coin, that entry price can vastly change very quickly because of the volatility. But then you get your quantity. So I'm not at that point yet on my risk per position. But in my case, if I'm, let's say, just trading $30, woo, and that's in US dollars from Canadian dollar, what will happen is in order for it to work in this kind of minimal testing, you will probably want to set one of your options to set the percent on each trade to trade. In my case, what got it working was 80% of the portfolio. So 80% of the account will be traded on each position on a $30 account, which is nothing, obviously. But if you bump it up to, let's say, $100, $200 account, then, and that's all $200 US, then you can trade per position on the percent of the portfolio value or the account size. So that's another option. Another way to do it is from within your PineScript. You can override that. So the variety of options available, and then you got to make sure you've clicked this on use fractional quantity, because if you're going to trade a Bitcoin, let's say, and you're trying to put through a $60,000 order per Bitcoin, it won't go through. So you have to use the fractional quantity to, you know, allow it to trade 1% of 1% of a Bitcoin to get that on a $30 account. So here's the different options. So I'm saying on a tiny account, you use this. Check that. If you want to use the script, your Pine script, to set the quantity, you can do that and override all the other settings. And then you can set here, as I said, the percent of the portfolio. So if I have a $30 US account, every trade will be 30%, and so on. There is another option in there that's not mentioned about adding new positions to current positions, let's say Bitcoin, and there's a signal that comes in to add on another position before the sell. You can click that as well if you want. That might cause some problems. And again, if you really run into serious problems, you can always use the Trader Post IO support. I don't help here. It's not my job. I'm just giving you a guideline on how to get away with this and how to do it. So there's that. Now, when you go into the account, you'll get the Coinbase. Make sure it's live and enabled. Okay. We also have here to view the different options here. I'm not going to go through that. And let me see if I can show you the log. I'm not going to do that. There's lots of videos out there, and the support will help you get through this. So we got a new alert. Let me just see if I can do this. So I have here a sell on an Ethereum as well. So in my case, I believe I have a buy on a Bitcoin. So this is just all trial, but this is live money. But what would typically happen, you click this and at the top, it'll say, do you approve or reject this order if it's going to work? Now, if you go approve, boom, it'll send out the order. So that's the signal to manually trade and use all of this as a signal generation and then put your purchases in manually. You can do that. But if you want to do it fully automated while you're sleeping and all that, you need to set that auto submit as well. So in essence, I'm on the lowest tier possible. I will go on the lowest tier. Let me just see if there's any other new, no new alerts. So I have to say this works. It's been the connection between Trading View and TradersPost.io has been rock solid. The support's been pretty good. They're pretty responsive during working hours. I don't know where their one person is, but I'm in East Standard Time and it's been pretty good. Same day, resolving problems and getting that through. It can be a little overwhelming. I've got the two videos between this, Coinbase and the Interactive Brokers should help to set up. Once it's set up, as I say, set and forget. You don't have to worry about this ever again. And all your focus just goes into what you want to trade. So in my case, I've got just testing right now, Bitcoin and Ethereum. You can set the time frequency based upon trading view. And then if you have a good strategy you're comfortable with, you can use that. I have seen that there are some sample strategies that TradersPost.io has set up on their GitHub. There's thousands of strategies to work from, and they'll all work together. You just got to put in that little trading piece of code that's found in the documents from TradersPost.io. And I've also explained that in the Interactive Brokers video with Traders Post. So I kind of got a lot of this cover between this video and that video. So it does work. I'm pretty happy with it. To be honest, from a programming standpoint, if you're trying to quote unquote rule your own solution, I wouldn't waste your time anymore. If things can change without notification where everything's not working anymore. As I said before, if you're using the Interactive Brokers Trader Workstation, yeah, you got to reset it every day, early in the morning before next trade. It's a complete mess. I've not yet had to do anything outside of the initial setup with Interactive Brokers, and it's been running pretty good. And all you got to do is just, as I said, open up your charts and just set up your alerts and see what you want to trade. And these are already live trading on another system for trading view. And it's a lot easier. And it's fully automated trading with very little programming involved. So call me happy, less maintenance. I can focus on better things in my life instead of sitting around by a computer and putting orders through. Do I want to take the chance? Yes, no, blah, blah, blah. It's totally up to you. Anyways, I'll leave it at that. Again, if you want to know more, go onto my Discord to talk about this. We're approaching 230 plus people now, I believe, which is pretty good. My target is to hit 1,000 sooner than later. Also, if you want to get on my newsletter to be notified on things like this, you can go to the quantlabs.net/books as well for that. So this has been confirmed to work for both Coinbase and Interactive Brokers. I'm not going to be bothered to go through other brokers, namely something like TradeStation. I just can't access it. No, I can't set up an account. I'm a Canadian. They don't allow Canadians to use TradeStation. So I'm sure a lot of the supported brokers you'll see are mostly U.S. specific. If you're outside of the states, I'd probably go with either, well, for now, Coinbase, which are in quite a few number of countries, or your other option is to use just interactive brokers for most countries that are supported. This thing's growing out, is growing. They're building it out. So they got a lot of brokers they want to add. But I think a year from now, if it remains the way it is, this thing's going to be big and quite simple. Not simple to use, but as I said, once you overcome everything and you're comfortable with the settings and playing with it for traders post-IO, I think for what you pay, you'll save a lot of money on the time front on trying to roll your own or other alternative solutions. Yeah, call me happy. So leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.